I have been a huge Dave Ramsey fan for the longest time, probably over a decade. We were introduced to Dave Ramsey and the Baby Steps through our friends Kevin and Felicia, who we met in a Bible study small group living in Vero Beach, Florida. Maybe it was 8 years ago now, but it was a tremendous experience, and my wife and I were able to escape and pay down so much credit card debt we had racked up at an early age, being married and just furnishing our house, made horrible, poor choices. Taking the course helped alleviate and lift that financial burden. So I just want to preface this entire video. Huge fan. I was a client, went through the course, and I probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for taking that course. So thank you guys. On the flip side of that, though, I've just found one area that could probably use some improvement. I'm not perfect, and I hope someone would approach me like this one day, too, just clarifying some facts about an IUL. 2 days ago, I got to my computer in the morning. First video I saw on YouTube was Index Universal Life, IUL in parentheses, comma, explained by George Camel. And man, I watched that 5-minute video and it got me burning on the inside. And so I had to wait a day before I approached this video. But with all the IUL information that's out there, you see really good things and then you hear horrible things. And what I want to elaborate on is the fact that Doug Andrews, who is an expert in the industry, says himself, and he's been doing this 5 decades, says himself that 97% of agents do not know how to properly structure or max fund an IUL. With that being said, I can foresee why the Dave Ramsey organization may approach life insurance through this framework. However, George Campbell expresses that he's a financial expert, and as an expert, at least in your own craft, it's good to know the facts and communicate those facts and not leverage the inaccuracies of an IUL to bolster or promote a term product. But through this, my heart is truthfully just to correct some mistakes that have been made and just point out some facts about an IUL that George Camel shares that just truthfully just misrepresent an IUL. And in this video, he is promoting term over an IUL, but he's really sharing why not to get an IUL. And I would venture to believe that most of the IULs that he has seen or this term agency that they partner with that fulfills these term contracts when people are interested, that they may not have ever seen a properly structured or max funded IUL. I'm just going to elaborate on facts and truths as I go throughout this video, clipping snippets from George Campbell's video, and basically elaborating on truth behind some of the misrepresentation that has been taking place and has taken place in this specific video. Want to try to do it in peace, honor, and respect because I have had a personal experience with Dave Ramsey and the Baby Steps, and it's benefited my life. But I do believe this is just one area, one little facet to the entire piece of puzzle that you share in the financial space that you may have just overlooked some details that are vital as it pertains to IULs. This video has been up for 2 years. I hope that I can shed some light on this area. And George, if you ever want to connect one day, or anybody from the Ramsey organization ever wants to connect one day, I'd love to sit down in person or over a Zoom. My strategic partner, Ryan Richardson, and I, we'd be more than glad to connect and demonstrate and illustrate how we're serving families and business owners very well with an IUL and how it could potentially benefit your audience. Look forward to hearing from you.
You know you're supposed to use your life insurance while you're still alive, right? And everyone's like, brilliant, an investing policy inside my life insurance. I'm going to become a millionaire.
So an Index Universal Life Insurance product does not have an investment account feature. Many people will get it confused because it has a cash value account that's featured in the product. And that cash value account mirrors the stock market or a specific index, such as the S&P 500 or the BlackRock Fund. And yes, if properly structured, you could have $1 million in your account by the time you retire or even sooner. There are two things that I'm going to address after George's statement in this clip. One is, yes, if an advisor shares with you this grandiose plan but cannot articulate to you how the cap fees affect your account, how the participation fees affect your account, how mirroring a specific index won't affect your account or will affect your account, then you probably should not be working with that advisor for this specific product. The second one is an IUL or an indexed universal life insurance product does not invest into the stock market. I want to make that clear. It's not an investment account. And as a life insurance broker, if I were to market that you get life insurance and you get an investment account, I would be in trouble. I would probably lose my license. So just for clarification, it is not an investment account.
But it really just puts a new spin on an old and terrible idea. And that idea is whole life or cash value life insurance. It's where you have an investment account and a life insurance policy rolled into one product. And it's something I never recommend because it tries to do two things at once and ends up sucking at both and costs way more than term life insurance.
There's no new spin on this old concept that the elitists have used for generations. In addition to that, it is not an investment account. If it was an investment account, a securities advisor or somebody that has a Series 6 or 66 or any of those licenses would be required to sell the product. Now, there is a universal life product out there that does require a life insurance license and an additional license to be able to sell that product because it's variable. It goes up and down as it mirrors the stock market. But an index universal life insurance product, the primary reason why we're able to help people utilize this feature is because it has a 0% floor, which means your cash value will not go backwards.
With IUL, you're specifically investing into index funds, hence the name Index Universal.
First, inaccuracy. As I mentioned, it mirrors the index, such as the S&P 500 or the BlackRock fund. Your money is not directly invested into the stock market.
Well, with IUL, a chunk of your monthly premium gets invested into index funds. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of investing in the stock market when it's done right.
You can see that George shares three or four different times that an IUL is an investment account that invests into the stock market. He's wrong. It is not an investment account, nor does it invest in the stock market.
And don't even get me started on why investing with your life insurance agent instead of, you know, an actual investment advisor is a bad idea.
In addition to that, these IULs are designed for legacy planning and passing on generational wealth, tax-free, and there are a myriad of other features that in a properly structured max-funded IUL that you can leverage loans tax-free and withdrawals in retirement tax-free.
And here's the real catch with IUL. Your return on investment will always be slightly below the actual performance of the index. Why? Well, because the commissions and fees your agent makes by selling this crap are insane. And guess where those fees get taken out of? That's right, your investment account. Sound too bad to be true? It isn't.
This is actually one of the farthest things from the truth. The truth is, as your cash value mirrors the stock market, because it's not directly invested as George claims, what happens is if the stock market goes up 18% and you have a participation rate of 70% and they contribute that participation rate to your policy, then you get 70% of whatever the market went up. So if it went up 18%, you would get 70% of it in that situation. So 70% of 18 is roughly 12, would be about 66%. So you're looking at like 13%, which is on the high side compared to averages. Now, to address his commissions claim, term products, if an agent makes 100% commission and is contracted with 9 different carriers, 3 of those carriers may apply 90% of the commission to the 100% commission agent. 3 other carriers may do 100%. And then 3 other carriers may apply 110%. Let's just use 100%. Your monthly premium of $150 that you would pay to a term product, let's just hypothetically say you're a 30-year-old male and you smoke and you're looking for $1 million term coverage. Well, you could pay around the ballpark of $150 a month. If that's the case, the targeted premium for that term product is that $150 a month times 12 months, which equals $1,800. That's what the agent makes off selling that term product, the one that George is referring to. With an IUL, the same agent at 100%, somewhere between 40 and 50% of the targeted premium. What's the targeted premium? Well, on the term product, it's the entire premium. On an IUL, it's the percentage of your premium that actually covers the cost of insurance. So in a max funded, properly structured IUL, let's say someone wanted to put $500,000 into a properly structured max funded IUL, we could do that on a five pay, meaning throughout 5 years. There's regulations in place. E.F. Hutton used to shove money into these policies back in the day with a very small death benefit to leverage this same strategy. Because he got such a small death benefit, his cash value grew. And so the SEC stepped in and through regulatory legislation introduced a new minimum death benefit for these cash value life insurance policies. There is a required minimum death benefit for any of these policies. Now, within that, if you were to place $100,000 a year over 5 years into a properly structured max funded IUL, what would happen is about 15 to roughly 20% of that $100,000 would actually be the cost of insurance for that year. And then the next year you put in $100,000 and the cost would be roughly the same thing. And then you do that three more times. And what the agent makes on the first year would be between 40 and 50%. If that same 100% commission rate agent were to write that business, then he'd make somewhere between 40 and 50%, depending on the IUL carrier, of the targeted premium, or that 15 to 20% of the 100,000 that you're actually putting into the account.
And as you get older, the cost to insure you can start wiping out your entire premium every month. And that means you'll have nothing going toward the investment side of your policy. The insurance company will even start dipping into your investment account to cover the cost of your premium.
I have seen policies similar to how George shares. And in my experience, they are improperly structured IULs. So I've seen a few Transamerica policies where an individual who's almost 40 now was paying $50 a month since they were 20. Well, when you're 20 and you're making payments of $50 a month towards your IUL, what happens is about 15% of that is going to be your cost of insurance. So the remaining 85% will go towards cash value. As you enter into your 30s and latter 20s, the cost of insurance is going to go up, and it could be more like 30% of that same $50 premium. So now less money is going in your cash value and more cost of insurance. Now you're in your 40s and the cost of insurance could be $50 or $75 a month, and you're still making the same $50 payment, then yes, to satisfy the remainder of the cost of insurance during that period of time in your life, they would tap into your cash value to cover the premiums at that point. But if you have an IUL and you're not connecting with your advisor annually, then that is a huge red flag too, that you may need to find another advisor that can serve you well and follow up with you. Now, to point out, in a max funded, properly structured IUL, George, this would not happen.
Imagine paying a ton of your hard-earned money to an insurance company every year for the rest of your life. And if you actually want to use any of the cash value in your investment account, you have to borrow your own money and pay it back with interest. Your own money.
Now, this is number two of the inaccuracies. And what actually happens when you take a loan from your cash value account in a properly structured and max funded IUL is that you collateralize against your money. And the interest that you do pay back actually goes into your cash value. So you're paying interest to yourself. Now, here's the other thing that George is not going to tell you, because it's evident he doesn't have all the details or facts. There are two other things that you could do with that loan. You could not pay it back. All it would do is be less in cash value, whatever you chose to take as a loan. Hypothetically saying, if you had $500,000 in your cash value, as I shared, after 5.5 years, 6 years of your contract being in existence and properly structured and max funded, and you took $50,000 as a loan and never paid it back, you would have $450,000 in your cash value that's still growing. It would be wise to consult with your advisor before you took the loan, so your advisor could share with you how that's going to negatively impact your account and how we could compensate for it or strategize a game plan to compensate. The other option is to just roll the loan instead of paying it back, just deposit it in the form of premiums into your IUL, which would give you a higher interest rate. And it's called leveraging an IUL. Who, might I add, my strategic partner, Ryan Richardson with Retirement Leap, is an expert in the industry. He was the Director of Advanced Markets at Northwestern Mutual, and now has his own business helping families and business owners leverage these IULs for legacy planning, developing or designing trust and using these products. And many agents in the industry come to reach out to Ryan for his expertise and advice, including myself.
Your family only gets the original amount the policy was worth. In other words, if you bought a $250,000 policy but ended up with an additional $180,000 in your investment account, your family still only gets $250,000 if you die.
Inaccuracy number three, and I have no clue where this guy is getting this information. Because in a properly structured and max funded IUL, you're going to get the death benefit plus the cash value as a payout to your beneficiary. What I can speculate is that through the, maybe because they convert so many IULs to term using the agency that they are affiliated with or partnered with, that this is just feedback that they're getting on how they're converting these improperly structured IULs to term. And these are the examples that he shares that maybe they have seen. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion, speculation. But at this point, this death benefit and you're going to lose your cash value as it pays out is benign and the farthest thing from truth, as long as it's properly structured. If you found some value in this content today, don't hesitate to reach out at grundysconsultancy.com. Schedule your free IUL consultation or a legacy plan consultation, and we'd be more than glad to serve you. We are strategically partnered with Retirement Leap and Lasting Mark, and would love the opportunity to serve you.